Dear believers, assalamu alaikum.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Alhamdulillah ahmaduhu wa astainuhu wa astadihi wa astaghfiruhu. Ashhadu la ilaha illallahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala kareem muslimin Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. That is, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all senses, knowledge. All praise due to Allah. All praise due to Allah. I praise him. I seek his assistance. I seek his guidance and I ask for his forgiveness. Shukran. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, is his servant and his messenger. All praise due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings be on the best among the prophets, Muhammad, as well as on his companions, his family and his companions, Ameen. I seek refuge with Allah from my own weaknesses, our own faults, our own errors. All praise due to Allah, who sent down upon us his book most clear, and later revealed, we don't put them back there no more. Something like this up here. I'm sorry, subhanAllah, just up here. So, and later revealed in the last ayah, this day I completed for you your way of life and completed my blessing and my favor upon you and chose al-Islam as your way of life. All praise due to Allah, who united the hearts of the believers with al-Islam and has made it an obligation to remain united and forbidden to become separated in his clear book. I advise myself first, if I advise you, to have regard, consciousness, awareness, taqwa for Allah the Most High, and obey him. Dear Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Juma Mubarak. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Kunna ikhbitu minha. jamian fa imma yahtiyannakum minni hudan faman tabiya hudaya fala kaufun ilayhi wallahum yahzanun. Sadaq Allah Wadeen. I see refuge of Allah against the shaitan and reject it. We did say, down with you all from this. There shall nonetheless most certainly come unto you guidance from me, and those who follow my guidance need have no fear, neither shall they grieve. That is the 38th ayat of the second surah, Al-Baqarah. The second ayat for today. Laqad kana fi yusufa wa if wa tihi ayatul lisa ilin usailin. And the expression is as follows: verily in Yusuf and his brethren there are signs or symbols for seekers. And that is the seventh ayat of the 12th surah, Yusuf. And we say, surely Allah speaks the truth. Today's khutbah title, again, in the same theme of get ye down. In the narration by Abbas bin Malik, radiallahu anhu. Malik bin Zafsar, radiallahu anhu, said that Allah's apostle described to them his night journey, saying that when Jibril ascended with me to the third heaven and asked for his gate to be open, it was asked, who is it? Jibril replied, Jibril. And it was asked, who was accompanying you? And Jibril replied, Muhammad. It was asked, has he been called? Jibril replied in the affirmative. And then it was said, is he welcomed? What an excellent visit his is. The gate was opened, and when I went over to the third heaven, there I saw Joseph. Jibril said to me, this is Joseph. Pay him your greetings. So I greeted him, and he returned a greeting to me and said, you are welcome, O pious brother and pious prophet. And we thank Allah again, as always. We thank Allah again for the opportunity to come together again today. We cannot thank Allah enough. Even in times like this, we still should be in the mode of gratitude. The mode of thanking Allah for the guidance that we have received. We now, inshallah, want to take the next step inside of this that we've been working on, and where we are seeking to grab a firm understanding of get ye down. While now we are looking at moving up and progressing, and inside of our own development as Adams from the original Adam. When we say get ye down, but yet we're looking at how we move up and get ye down. Inside of the Quran, Allah says to us, Laqad kana, verily in Yusuf and his brethren there are signs or symbols for seekers after truth. This expression is from Imam Muhammad, radiallahu anhu. So the seen, the hamza, and the lamb. Sa'ala. It means to seek, ask, inquire. When Allah tells us that there are ayatun, signs and symbols inside of this, we have to put, quote unquote, our thinking caps on. You remember when we used to be young and they say, put your thinking caps on. And to be honest, anytime we seek refuge of Allah and we begin reading the Quran and we do any studying, we should always put our thinking caps on. But here is a clue that we're getting when Allah says that in this is something for those who are seeking. My thoughts on why get ye down is important is because for us to learn more about ourselves. And when I say that, I say learn of ourself inside of our own understanding of our own souls. It is the knowledge of self that we need. We have to look, seek, inquire, and ask, why was putting us down the best way to get us to rise back up into that position that we are to be in? So inside of this, as we move on into the third plane of the ascension, the night, the next level in the Isra wal Miraj, the night journey that Muhammad the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took. After he met our father first on the first letter, Adam. Then he met Esau, he met Yahya. And we look at this in an inner journey. It's an inner journey. We know more about something. To know more about something, you have to look into it. You have to look into it. And this means we have to be willing to take a route by which someone or something may arrive at a particular destination. The connection for us is that the placing of us down into the earth is to grow us into that destiny, which means the destination we have to arrive at it once we get back into that original nature, that original nature of our creation, that will allow us to become that creation that will be what Allah created us to be. Because when it's said and done, that is what will happen. When it's said and done, that is what will happen. Though we seem to be in a battle for it, a daily battle, a whole history of battling to try to get established what Allah wants established. But when it's all said and done in this struggle, it's going to happen. Allah will be done. Allah has also said that the believers will win in the end. And we know that the plan of Allah will be fulfilled. And there is nothing that can stop that. Only we can stop our own progression. Sometimes we have to learn to get out of God's way. And also, when we get into something, right? When we get into something, it also means that we're expressing a change of state. We say, I'm going to get into this, or I'm going to get into that. You know, I really want to get into, Caduce, we have something that we kind of into now, so I'm really going to get into that. We're changing something. And if we can learn that our whole life can be changed, this means that the whole life that we have is to get into that life which we've been called to, which we've been led to. Now, of course, that's a decision each individual has to make. That's the beauty of this life. You won't be able to blame anybody else. You're going to have to take responsibility for your own self in this. Now, speaking to myself as well, we have to take responsibility for our own. What it is you feel or that you're called to, you have to understand, you have to figure out what it is that you feel that you're called to. But when we look at this and we look at Yusuf, there are signs in it for us. Why is that? The third plane, the third heaven. So we have the five senses. We have the duality. Imam Muhammad he said that Yusuf is on the third plane, and Yusuf, in my understanding, represents the psyche. Now, they define psyche as the human soul, mind, or spirit. But as a student of the Imam, he gave us this. He said, the psyche is the mysterious part of your mind or intellect. It is the mysterious part of it. And when we look at this, the five senses were given and established on levels 1 and 2. The recognition of them, the purpose of them were established on levels 1 and 2. But in the greatness of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is not all we have. And you know the saying, there's a saying that we heard it said to us, or we said to somebody, said, boy, you don't have the sense that God made you, that God gave you. Yes, sometimes we have to realize that we've been given much more than just that sense. The Imam also said that in the third level is the great potential of the psyche of that body for arriving at knowledge without the use of the five senses, or without the five senses being given credit for that achievement or that success. So when you arrive at knowledge without the use of the five senses, this is what is called intuition. It's called intuition. So today we have the psyche, we have intuition so far. And intuition is the ability to understand something immediately without the need for conscious reasons, without the need for conscious reasoning. Yusuf alayhi salam, Joseph in other scriptures, is the beginning of our intuitive side from an unconscious aspect of our souls. Let me say that again. Yusuf is the beginning of our intuitive side from an unconscious aspect of our souls and minds and spirit, however you want to grasp that. Now, the senses are there. But the development is now dealing with the psyche, now arriving at knowledge without using of those senses. They often call intuition the sixth sense. And why would we want to look at Yusuf alayhi salam as intuition? Allah says to us in the story of Yusuf, and so will your Lord choose you and will impart to you the comprehension of the deeper meaning of things. The ta'wili. And it comes from the meaning to interpret, to explain, to see. So Yusuf, from all what Allah gives us in the Quran, in this story, says, my father, I saw 11 stars and sun and the sun and the moon. I saw them prostrating themselves before me. It's ra'aytu. It means to see. I saw 11 stars, the sun and the moon. See, Yusuf was gifted with an ability to understand something without having to consciously look into it. And no, at the time, we do not get the meaning of what he saw. He does not get the meaning of what he saw. But it is what Allah is showing us, that this characteristic is that of a nature that allows us to extract something in a way. And as the Imam said, does not necessarily need the five senses. And if we know from the story that his father said, keep this to yourself. Keep this to yourself. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhabannar. Ameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Get ye down. See, intuitively, we can feel something. And because that feeling is something that is inside of us that we quote unquote cannot put a finger on, it means it is something in us that is telling us what we need to know. Yusuf is that characteristic that is transcended of the material reality, meaning that it is above and beyond the normal range of a normal physical human experience. We had to take it away from the normal human experience. And three, so we have three where we had so far. We have psyche, we have intuition, and transcendent. How can we say that Yusuf is the psyche? Because they all call someone we know. They call someone we know that they say that they know something that everybody else doesn't know. They say he's psychic. You must have been psychic. And in the first experience in our community, they used to say, you're tuning me in, because you knew something and you can just, without having anything help you, just had it on your soul, as they say. We all could think of examples of what really is this that we're trying to grasp right now. It relates to the soul and the mind. It is the spiritual. And when we begin, the first level of was an awareness. The first level was an awareness because we became conscious of ourselves. So the babies come out of the womb and then they open their eyes. And then we become conscious of ourselves and our surroundings. We become conscious of ourselves and our surroundings. And that's where we learn duality, the rough and the smooth, the dark and the light, the contrast, the duality. Now we get the spirit in a freer mode. Not free from his creator, but free from the constraints of just limited knowledge. You know, there's an opportunity when it comes to knowledge that you can't know everything about everything. But something has all the knowledge. Whatever it is, has all the knowledge inside of it. So we come out of the constraints of just limited knowledge. We go from the baby to the toddler. Now we go to the youth. We're giving Yusuf as a youth. In a tradition, we have that he was 7 years old. And Yusuf was the 11th son of Yaqub, alayhi salam. And he even had a younger brother. And inshallah, that come up another time. But, and in the story, said, and call to mind when the brothers of Joseph conferred together and said, surely Joseph and his brother are dearer to our fathers than we are, although we are a group of so many. The older brothers were conspiring. They were plotting to do something to Yusuf alayhi salam because of these feelings. And they say they were in their, you know, the saying now is that, but they was in their feelings about Yusuf. They were really in their feelings about Yusuf. So Yusuf, they said, so either kill Yusuf or cast him into some distant land so that your father's intention may not be exclusively yours, may become exclusively yours, subhanAllah, may become exclusively yours. I know this is all available in the story, and I, inshallah, all of us read it. And normally I wouldn't put all this in the kutbah, but because it's like evidence right now for me. It's like evidence. So we have the brothers seeing what we have been given. If we look at it, Allah repeats things to teach us. Allah is the best of teachers. And what do we think that Allah is teaching us? He's teaching us about our own selves. Because Allah begins creation and then he will repeat it. So we have the brothers here as the clear enemies of Yusuf. And when we started, we had Iblis, who turns into the shaitan, the clear enemy of Adam, alayhi salam. And then we go to the second level and we see a positive and a negative. And even though we should not have Jesus and John, alayhi salam, against each other, it's natural when you have positive and negative, you think they go against each other. The duality brings that into some thinking. But all of this is done to show us that Allah will repeat something just to get us to understand it better. The development that we go through with this natural enemy has a natural enemy. The brothers are the enemies of that development that the shaitan wants to stop. See, the brothers want to keep the status quo. They're the ones. The apple of the eye. I'm my father's favorite son. They wanted to remain in the position they had enjoyed all this time. And is not that what Iblis, his main argument was? Is that not what Iblis wanted, to remain in that status, in that position? Remain in that position. The same thing when Adam came along, now the threat was there. And in the story of Yusuf and his brothers, we get the same understanding. The brothers were in their thinking, still in savagery. Neanderthal in their thinking. Remember, we're looking at this from a capacity for those who seek the truth. When you want power and do not want to change, you are doing everything based on emotions. Everything that they've done is based on emotions. Everything that the Iblis did was based on emotions. This is what we see when we see. We look into the shaitan, how he became the shaitan. Who was Iblis? Was one of the jinn? This is what we see in the brothers. Both wanted to stay in the past. Listen to that. They want to stay in the past. Why does staying in the past mean so much to some people? Now, I so wish it was like it used to be. Why is that so important to people? Because it is where they're at. They're still there. Life is a progression. But there's an old saying, you got to meet people where they're at. They're not on October 25th, 2024. Some people are back in 1945. Some people are back in 1845. You have to meet them where they're at. The enemies of the progression that is designed to happen want to keep things just like they are. Let's go back to when I was the most important in the most important position. See, the enemy to someone like Adam, to Esau, Yahya, and now to Yusuf, alayhi salam, is something that wants to stop that cognitive development. They want to stop the correct way of thinking. There's now the term that's called cognitive intuition. And this, again, it refers to the mental process of arriving at conclusions or insights without relying solely on a conscious reasoning or analytical thinking. See, we are designed to develop inside of us. This right here is designed to develop inside of us. Apple, Linux, whoever. Nobody's going to design a better computer than the human intellect that Allah designed. They're never going to be able to do it. And remember that the understanding, when you have an understanding, it's called insight, right? Insight. Remember that Yusuf, alayhi salam, is a symbol for understanding the interpretation of things. So when the brothers decided to get rid of Yusuf to regain their positions, right? And inside of the story of Yusuf, that we also get to see Nafs la'amara, right? The insistent soul. The insistent soul. This is one that is demanding. This soul is demanding. This soul wants to be in charge. It's also the lower soul. Can we see the brothers in that? Yusuf alayhi salam says that for surely one's self prompts one to evil. Nasala amaratum. This is the lower soul. When we have the battle of our own urges, our own issues, we all have these battles. And the Imam said, because the la is an intensifier. The intensifier is made stronger and excessive. When we give ourselves to any desire, that it becomes an obsession. That's the key. That's the key in that. That it becomes so strong and so excessive that when we give ourselves to any desire, it becomes a deception, obsession. We're warned about being too spiritual, too material. We've been commanded to have a balance. Don't go to the extremes. We see that in the brothers. And we see it further in the story with Zuleika. Zuleika has an obsession for her wanting Yusuf. The Imam also said that what we have Allah saying to us in the Quran is that the soul, under the pressure of an obsession, is inclined to do wrong. I had a conversation and we were talking about depression. And I said, you know, sometimes depression is not the best word. I said, sometimes it's called suppression. Because what you go through, you're putting on yourself and you're holding back and you're not letting other people know. So you're suppressing yourself. And we're warned against that. We say oppression is the worst slaughter. But you can actually, it's better word for stress. They say, I don't care what doctor it is, stress. They say stress kills. Stress kills. So the brothers in the eyes of Yaqub, they were upset that that Yusuf was more dear and more beloved. They were obsessed. That the lower self wants to be in charge. They couldn't handle it. The lower self that wants to be in charge. The lower self allows it to be under the control of its passions. The jealousy, the bitterness, the desire to be in control, the desire to be the number one sons. These are all that are in the soul that is prone to be obsessed by something. This is why we say in the Arabic, grant us good in this life and grant us good in the life to come. But keep us safe. Keep us safe. And it was Imam Rashad that first brought up the word from the fires of our own passions, from our own desires. Keep us safe from us. I already know what, quote unquote, the man trying to do to me, but keep me safe from myself. That niri, yes, it means fire. See, all of this came from the past, right? The brothers lived in the past. Iblis lived in the past. How many others are living in the past? And the jinn was created before. That's telling you that this is the past. The jinn was created before. Created from what? Fire, free of smoke. So that fire that was burning uncontrolled in them made them think that they could eliminate their burden by just getting rid of yourself. The brothers represent what happens when you do things on emotions, just like a jinn. When you do things from that lower level in thinking, when you have the jealousy and the envy as motivational factors, and these are against what the mind is designed to do. Allah tells us, say, I will give to whoever I want to give. You worry about what you're supposed to get and what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to be jealous of nobody else. That's their test from Allah. This is what traps the soul. Doesn't allow it to be free. And see, that word, ahabbu, it means grain, it means seed. This is when inside of the ayat where they were jealous of their father's affection and love for Yusuf. See, something was embedded. Something was embedded. And we share that thought at the whole process and the whole through process about being a seed planted in the earth. So when they wanted to do away with even the thought of Yusuf, even though it would be something that was inside of their father's soul, we know Yaqub never, they even complained. They said, will you please stop thinking about Yusuf? You're going to wear yourself to death. It never could go anywhere. That's a sign for us. Because remember, he would forget that Yusuf was 7 years old, but he was gone. Just a boy. But this is also showing us that the characteristic inside of our own nature is something that can be embedded in us. It's inside of us. This is not something that is not there. We cannot say, oh, I didn't get brown eyes like my father that got brown eyes, but I have brown. I'm just using that example. We can't say that. No, this is inside of Adam. This characteristic is inside of Adam, and that means it's inside of us. But we're dealing with a young mind. Yusuf at the time had to be let loose from what was holding that maturing factor. What was going to mature him? What was going to happen? He had to be let loose of that. Because that maturity was going to be to bring the maturity of understanding had not been developed yet. But he had to go through it. Even though we can see exactly what Yusuf represents, we still have to see the development of that ability in Yusuf. Into Yusuf, the ability into Yusuf. We had to see the ability. So I said in Yusuf, in insight, in. We have to gain the insight to this. We have to look in this. We are introduced to Yusuf as a young boy, and we are shown the problems that he goes through. Being the object of jealousy, being thrown into the well, the suffering. All out of all of that becomes the characteristic we all should aspire to have inside of us, to bring out. Our own lives have had conditions set. Look at this as individuals, but also look at this as community. The climate to be set to allow what is inside has to be brought out. You can't put a seed on a dark room in a dark room on the floor and expect to come back and see a crop. No, the conditions have to be met. And it has to be brought out. There are things that happen to us by Allah's will that are designed to bring this out of us, the shaitan in that tree. This is what brought out the ability to learn the words from his Lord. And by learning those words, Adam alayhi salam was able to repent. Adam did not know how to repent before then. Did not know that something was wrong. Maybe felt it, but didn't understand it. But to draw it out. And in the second level of duality of Jesus and John, Isa and Yahya alayhi salam, they're seen as opposites again. But in reality, what that duality is what is inside of our soul. If it's left and right, right or wrong, Allah says he has shown us the two highways. That's a duality. For us to move through our progression, we're going to have to be at points in our lives that will not have, we will not have the paper and the pencil to do something. We will not be able to figure out what the problem is beforehand. what we see in Yusuf is that there is more to touch on really when it comes to him, and the progression continues. But what we see in Yusuf is the ability to be able to handle things as it comes. What we see in that intuition is the ability to adapt to the circumstances. Pull from that innate in our nature. It's innate in our nature. It's what is inside of us. It's what we pull from, what is innate in our nature. This is why we have to not look totally at this as our subconscious. But to realize that that in us is the ability to understand things, because we can gain knowledge in a way that we cannot explain. Now, I'm not speaking to saying, oh, I'm a know-it-all. No, I'm speaking to the phenomenon of allowing our instincts to maneuver ourselves through our lives. Sometimes I think they said the prophet, the present peace be upon him, had mother wit. Just something about him. It's the gut feeling, that inner voice that we have, but it has to be guided. See, consciously, we can learn and study what Allah has for us. And as I close, subconsciously, we have to do the same thing. How? By knowing that is a tree. Seeing the leaves start to fall, knowing, okay, the seasons are changing. We knew that before we didn't have to go to a botany class to know leaves dying off the trees. Okay, grass ain't growing as fast as it used to be. These are things that we learn without having to quote unquote sit in the class, because it comes in a feeling that takes us to a place inside of us. And you know, there's some people that can sit and they can say, oh, it feels like gonna rain. And you think they're crazy. Why? Well, you know, my ankle's swelling up. They you think something's wrong with them, but they say they have a nature, they have something inside of them, that characteristic that's giving them signs and giving them something that they need. That's the characteristic we touched on just today a little bit with yourself. And if it's not drowned out by the noise, if it is not left in the well, but it has to be under the right conditions, it cannot be suppressed. And we can use the term oppress again a lot. But for us as individuals, we suppress our own selves. And Yusuf, when you read it, did not let himself be suppressed. He did not let that, his conditions, suppress him. He had to fight through it. Because of his character. And Ibn Umar, right, and I reported that the prophet, the peace of God be upon him, said, the nobleman, the son of a nobleman, son of a nobleman, son of a nobleman, that was Yusuf. The son of Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham, upon them be peace. Verily in Yusuf and his brethren, there are signs and symbols for seekers of truth. Get ye down. Now, inshallah, I've given some the benefit of the day, which all praise is due to Allah. May we have pleased Allah in this effort. Rabbi, now talk about me, nigga, S.M.E. Olin. Or sustainer, accept thou this from us, for verily thou alone art all hearing, all knowing. Amen. Amen.